You are standing at the northern end of the museum's historical village. On your right is the Mystic River and the whale ship Charles W. Morgan. On your left are several historic buildings and shops. The village represents a variety of different trades that were found in maritime communities in the 19th century. The first building on your left is the Mystic Bank. This large granite building with a white portico was built in 1833, about 2 miles north of the museum. This bank was created primarily to serve the businesses in the Mystic area by offering loans and mortgages. Currency was not standard before the National Banking Act of 1862 was passed. Coins were minted, but most local banks could and did issue their own banknotes. It wasn't until the U.S. Treasury began issuing greenbacks during the Civil War that average Americans had access to standard circulating currency. If you go up the gray steps to the left of the bank door, you will find a shipping office exhibit. An office like this held ships' documents, such as shipping lists, registry papers, and logbooks. The next building you will see as you walk down the street is the cooperage. This gray shingled building was once a barn, but today we use it as a cooperage. Coopers are tradesmen who make round wooden containers like barrels, casks, buckets, washtubs, anything that can be made with hoops and staves. In the 19th century, a cooperage was an essential trade. Not only could a cooper make household items like washtubs, buckets, and butter churns, but they also made barrels. Before shipping containers and modern cranes were developed, most cargo was shipped in barrels. Barrels can be made watertight and can be rolled, meaning a sailor or a longshoreman would not need to lift a barrel in order to move it around a wharf or the deck of a ship. Barrels were used to ship or store whale oil, molasses, beer, flour, apples, and even crockery, among many other things. The Burroughs family house is just beyond the cooperage. Next to the Burroughs house is another trade building, the Mystic Press. The printing office was an integral part of the business and social life of a seaport town. Printers produced newspapers, advertisements, shipping notices, handbills, calling cards, and even event posters for the town. This shop has several presses inside, but the two we use most frequently are the Washington Press and the Liberty Press. Both are 19th century presses, and both are made of iron. They are used to print large or small sheets, which was ideal in a shop that printed a wide variety of documents. Movable type is used to set each letter by hand. No keyboards here. Once the page is set, it is moved to the press, inked, and printed. Around the back of the Mystic Press is the carve shop. Here you can learn all about how ships' carvings, like figureheads, trail boards, and name boards, were designed, carved, painted, and gilded. Campbell and Colby were the local Mystic ship carvers in the 19th century, and some of their carvings even survive to this day as part of the Mystic Seaport Collection.